are actually in our final stages of the festival this year. We have one more week. We go right up to Christmas Eve. So this is, we're getting ready for our final weekend with Santa parades and so forth, and we have all the traditional characters that people can collect character cards. And who knows, we might even have a little bit more snow this weekend to really get us into the spirit.
Uh-oh, Carol, I wish you hadn't said that.
I think it's out of our control, Don.
It pretty much is. Well, what are some of the things we're going to see? I mean, you mentioned the parade, but Main Street is always so attractive this time of year.
You know, day and night. In fact, we do have some late night shopping on Friday and Saturday evenings until 9 o'clock, and Main Street is so romantic during the holidays with all the twinkling lights and the carriage rides. I mean, it's really a fun time to come down and, you know, check everybody off your holiday shopping list. And this weekend we are definitely having parades, all the typical things where you can have your photo taken with Santa down in the Katy Depot. But this weekend on Saturday, we're going to have a special treat for our visitors. The Ambassadors of Harmony are going to be in town.
Oh, wow. That's always fun. They're so wonderful to listen to.
What a fantastic group. We love having them here. And they're going to be here Saturday afternoon on the 21st from about 1 until 3 p.m. They're going to march in the parade. And then they're just going to be roaming on Main Street, picking of various spots to just entertain all the passersby and sing and get us into the spirit.
My understanding is that there'll be something of an international flavor as well to some of the things that are going on.
Oh, absolutely. You know, out of the 40 Christmas traditions characters that we have, Don, we have 10 Santas from all around the world, and each of the characters have a little small, what I would call like a baseball-sized trading card that you can collect and walk up and down the street and talk with all the characters. And we actually even did something kind of fun this year where we did talking character cards. We have electronic versions of the character cards. So that's kind of a fun way to meld the old with the new.
And something that always blends very nicely with this time of year and the holiday season is marshmallow roasts.
Oh, you got that right. We have been doing that for a couple of years now, Don. We have a marshmallow roast on Friday evenings from 7 until 8:30, and that's at our historic Missouri First State Capitol, which is in the 200 block of South Main. And it's just a great time to get together with the characters, roast some marshmallows, and do some storytelling.
Well, Carol Felzine, if there is one thing, only one thing that you could do in St. Charles between now and Christmas, what would it be?
You know, I have to say I'm partial, Don, to just coming down in the evenings and just taking a romantic stroll, maybe even a carriage ride. There's something about just being down here with all the decorations, the characters are talking to people, and the carolers are singing and so forth. That just really gets me into the holiday spirit. So I think it's the evening, the romantic late-night evening shopping.
You seem to be a romantic at heart. Carol Felzine, thank you so much for being with us. I know you're going to have a wonderful end of the holiday season.
Thank you, Don. You have a very Merry Christmas.
Same to you.